Did you know I'm gonna come with it? Come with the 10 minutes. I watch you stare into these pretty brown eyes. Hey guys, this is Tiffany J coming to you live. 10 minutes with yours truly. I hope you like the show. Check it out. Hey everybody, it's Tiffany J. And I had some other topics that were lined up that I wanted to talk about, but this is on my heart, and I guess for my own therapy and for me to minister back into myself, I need to just talk it through, get it out so that I can move on and move forward. So what am I talking about? There are times where you can be distracted. So let me lay out, I guess, what has happened today. So today was a very, very good day. I made food for myself, ran a few errands, ate some more food, fell out, went to sleep, and then went down the YouTube rabbit hole of a whole bunch of videos. One, this account, this Chrissy girl who does sometimes her opinions on different things, learned a new word today, hyper something about dating up or not dating down, something like that in your class or whatever. So that was new. I looked it up and I was like, okay, so I understood that people do this all the time. I just didn't know there was an actual term to it. So I was looking at that stuff, something about black men being emasculated, looking at sometimes black men blaming women and da 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 da. So I was looking at that and I was like, this is interesting. But then I was just like, all right, I don't want to keep, you know, looking at this or listening to this because it just seems negative to me. And I wanted to move on from that. So I watched a few more and then I saw Deval and Kadeem and I was like, oh, that's their Black Love series, Couch Conversations. I was like, let me see what they're talking about. So I'm currently on my second one. And I think I've, you know, sometimes I watch YouTube and then I'll scroll on my phone, go on Instagram or Twitter and just kind of see what's going on. So I'll be doing two things at the same time, right? Also, as I was cleaning up my dinner and washing dishes and things like that. So in doing all of that, somebody that I guess we were mutual followers of each other was speaking about how they did a Zoom to a youth group and how somehow some hackers got in and it was like racial slurs and hate speech, et cetera, et cetera. But they kept their cool, showed them love, compassion, and basically, long story short, everything ended well. So I had saw that and I was expressing to them how it's really good and really positive that you kept your cool because now they can see a great example of how to deal with a real life situation and what to do about it. And that's going to carry on, you know, further into their lives. There are things that happen in life that I mention from my childhood, from certain prominent people that they may have no idea that that meant something to me, but it did. And so same thing, what this gentleman did today for these youth, they're going to have this moment to reflect back on. And he may not have any idea of what the impact could be, but it was a major impact. And so I told him, I said, that was amazing. And I pray that you and one of the youth cross paths later in life at a time where you really need your encouragement so that it can be an indicator and confirmation that yes, all things do actually work together and to let you know that this was amazing and that things, you know, come back full circle. So that was good. Hold on a sec. Coco, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Okay. So my dog is up and she, I don't know why she up, but anyway. So that happened, and I was also explaining to him that don't allow the enemy to distract you because I'm trying to remember exactly what I said, but just say don't allow the enemy to distract you. And sometimes that's basically what happens because then God loses glory when we end up losing our character and just falling out with people. That's not what I'm about. I'm here to remain focused, to spread love, positivity, and things like that, and make sure that God gets glory in everything that I do. So we were rapping on that, you know, going back and forth, and it was a really good conversation. And then, you know, it's interesting how the things that you speak all of a sudden somehow reverberate back to you as a test to see if you really are down for what you say that you're speaking. So, you know, I'm still watching the video on Black Love. and them talking about relationships and things like that. Then I'm scrolling on my phone, and on Instagram, somebody who I had, I still follow them just so I could have access, I guess, and just kind of orbit their account, but I'm not really trying to deal with them anymore on a professional or personal level. And so I saw that their thing popped up that they were going live. And I thought that I had kind of put, you know how in the notifications you can put if you want to get post notifications, IG notifications, story notifications, et cetera, et cetera. So I had put that I didn't, but I gotta go back in and change the lives or whatever, whatever. So long story short, I saw that they went live and I was just like, oh, my heart went into my chest and or sunk in my chest rather, because it's already in my chest. But it sunk and I was just like, oh, this is a reminder of everything that I don't want to be reminded of. It brought back all my past emotions, good, positive, negative, indifferent, all of that stuff. And when you sometimes at a point in time connect with people and the connection is really strong, and then for whatever reason, whether there was immaturity, whether they just weren't right for you, or whatever the case, when things don't work out, but then somehow something in life sparks an opportunity for a possible, like, oh, you could not link up with them, but kind of just, hey, what's up, stranger type kind of thing, right? When those opportunities pop up, it like for me, it puts me in a space where I'm like, what do I do? Because then my mind goes down this, it just goes down this rabbit hole of possibilities. And even though I know nothing can come of it, and then I could sit and have a whole side conversation with friends and be like close friends and say, let me tell you who I saw and da 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 da. And to me, I feel like there's no point in doing all of that because I know it's gonna come, nothing's gonna come of it. So I am saying this out, I guess out into the universe and back out into myself and as a prayer to myself and praying to God saying, I'm glad that I had that conversation with the individual on Twitter. I'm glad that today was a great day and I was, doing my own thing. And I'm glad that I was able to kind of talk myself out of, but also into saying, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You spoke on, and I also, oh, side note, one of my other friends, I messaged him and said, hey, to respond to your message about the whole being single thing, like for me, it's about just being focused. And that's where, like for me, that's what it is. I have an extreme, impeccable amount of focus. So when I'm supposed to be doing something or I have a goal, like my ultimate main long-term goal is a music career, professional career where I'm successful. So with that, there are things that I can't do. This is what I was telling him. There's things that I can't do or be a part of. There's certain relationships that I can and can't have. There's certain people that I can have around me and in my circle. So I was saying all of that to say, it's interesting. All of these things lined up today, and then it led to the ultimate, like, so are you still going to be distracted though? And I'm like, huh? It's easy to say for somebody else, oh, stay focused and do this and da 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 da. But when it happens to you, can you stay focused and keep your mind where it needs to be? Keep your spirit, with that same amount of excitement. Keep your heart where it needs to be, even though it may be pulled or slightly swayed in a direction where it doesn't need to go. So, saying to myself, Tiffany, you're on the right path. You're doing the right things in life. This is not an indication that you did anything wrong. It's okay. It's valid to feel the way that you feel, but just know that that was in the past, and you don't need to go back to that situation, that individual, that person, that level of baggage, and negativity and toxic. I don't know how to say the word, but you don't need to go back to that level of toxic. You don't need to go back to that. So, I'm claiming as of today, right now, once I get off, that is done and over with. And as I move forward in life and become successful, there may be other opportunities to be distracted, whether it's from the past or whether it's from the future, where people may come and they try to sway you in whatever direction for their own personal gain. So I'm saying now that I know that where I am is exactly where I need to be, and the people that I have in my life are exactly who I need to have in my life, and that's basically it. That's all that I need. And so I'm claiming now that I will not be distracted, and I will remain focused now and forevermore. And I am thankful for having tunnel vision and not really paying attention to the nonsense that goes on. Because sometimes, you know, it's cool when I can listen to the Breakfast Club, or, you know, oh, the fight's going on, or there's another versus. And then we can all collectively get on social media and kind of kiki and laugh together about a particular social or cultural event that's happening, right? But some of the other stuff I don't necessarily want to be a part of, as far as just down certain rabbit holes I don't necessarily want to be a part of, because I'd rather keep my mind sane. You know, sometimes they say like social media can be a very dangerous place or depressing place. I don't want to get into that space. For me, social media has been positive and I want to keep it that way. Like, I use it as a tool for my business to let people know about me, my craft, my art, and what I'm doing. And I use it as an inspiration to help other people. I don't want to see the ugly side of it. And even though experience it right now, like I said, I'm claiming my tunnel vision today, and that anything that is negative, I don't allow that to come into my space, because I can't operate off of it. And for me, after me having this surgery and making sure that I don't internalize stress, that's kind of like my goal going forward in the future, not internalizing the stresses that come to life, whether they're my stresses or anybody else's. That's something that I'm practicing. So thank you guys for listening. This podcast is about distractions, and I kind of like told you a story and led into it as to why I was distracted. That's basically what it boiled down to. Something happened, had a great day, and I was, you know, just speaking positively to a whole bunch of people today. And then it boiled down to, okay, now it's time for you to pass the test too about being distracted. And so it's pretty interesting. Things happen. And it's like, what are you going to do about it? You know, but I feel like I've passed, and I'm sure it'll happen again, and it's perfectly fine. The more it happens, the more of an expert I'll be at it. But yeah. So was there a time that you was distracted? How did you handle it? How did you move forward? Did you reach out to anyone? Did you have a breakdown? Did you need to kind of retreat and just go back into your shell, go back into yourself? Tell me about your time when you were distracted and how you dealt with it and what worked best for you. All right. Hopefully this was a great podcast for you, or a great entry, and that it helped you in some way, shape, or form. You guys have an amazing day. That was another edition of 10 Minutes with Tiffany J. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves, because I know I did. You can find more episodes on my website, www.tjayetaylor.com, and go to podcasts. But don't stop there. Hop on over to the music tab and rock out to your favorite Tiffany J record, starting with my latest single, Work For It, available for streaming and downloads on all major platforms, with a bomb video showcase on YouTube featuring the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina.